Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Turned around, guys.
We are back, baby. We are back. We are back. Classic. We are back.
It just seems like things are difficult for the Chiefs right now on offense. And, you know, they have a much better defense statistically than the Ravens do right now. But I just think the Ravens are a much better football team. And I think that'll show up on Sunday.
The Chiefs will be fine. They are just not fine now. Then you come into a game and you've got questions about the Chiefs offense, the Chiefs defense, and the Ravens defense. Which thing did I leave out there? Oh, the Ravens offense. The Ravens offensive ranks compared to the Chiefs offensive ranks, I just simply do not think the Chiefs can keep up in this game. It's that simple. So the Ravens will cover 2.5 points because they're going to hang 27.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the board, do we honestly feel confident that a Chiefs team is ready to put 30 points up on Baltimore based on what we've seen from them this year? I'm not talking about championship pedigree. I'm not talking about 5 years ago. I'm talking about what we're seeing from the Chiefs right now. They're not prepared to win a shootout.
Ravens have dropped like 40, 42, and 30. I think if the Chiefs tried to score 30 points right now, it would take 8 games.
Kansas City is anything but dominant on the ground. And then on the other side of the ball, the Ravens offense is the best unit in this game. I do think Lamar is going to have success against this Chiefs defense. I expect them to play a lot of zone. I think that they will send pressure less than they normally do. That's what Cece Mola did last time he played Lamar, only a 23% blitz rate, play coverage. And I think Baltimore and Lamar Jackson will be patient, willing to work underneath, play action, passing, attack, two tight ends on the field. So I think this offense will have a bounce back game. And I think that the Ravens have a chance to pull out the win.
Mm-hmm. A lot of idiots out there, Dusty.
Emo Cooter Cougars. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Lot of idiots out there when it comes to their analysis of the Kansas City Chiefs. Not sure who most of those voices were. One sounded like Jim Rome, I think, but I wasn't sure about that.
There's a rumor that like my boyfriend dumped me because my BBL stink.
Yeah, your boyfriend dumped you because he pulled a hamstring and maybe quit on his team yesterday. That's why boyfriends are dumping
BBL
people.
Stinky.
Ha! I feel good today, baby.
Look like you came straight out of a Hallmark winter movie.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's freezing in here today. I had to go down and figure out. I mean, this room is ice cold today.
You need to call an audible?
I did. I had to go get the Sporting KC scarf out of the car. I've got a little bit of a hoodie covering up my legs this morning because I walk in here and it was as cold as Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens in this joint today. Mm. Man, maybe not that cold. Maybe it was cold as the Tennessee Titans.
Good to see Parkins' picks of death are still.
Was that Parkins?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's terrible. I missed. Who else was on that list? That was
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
He stinks.
Followed by Danny Parkins.
Stinko.
Followed by Mina Kimes.
Stinky.
BBL Stinky.
Followed by somebody on Pat McAfee's show.
Stink. Oh, he didn't weigh in though, did he? Did Stink Stank Stunk weigh in on this one as well?
But I got to give credit where credit's due. So I think we got to give Mac. I think we got to give him a standing ovation.
I really like the Giants this week to beat the Chargers. I feel like this is a prime upset ready to happen. Right?
How about it? Can't nail a Travis Kelce anytime touchdown, but by God, you can call it
up. I got that
upset.
In week one.
Yeah. Really killing the parlays, Bob. Really killing the parlays.
Don't really care, Dusty. Gonna stick with it.
I make money on this. I really want to.
Doesn't affect me one way or the other. I'm sticking with Travis Kelce. Hey, told you the Giants were going to win this weekend, right?
They did.
Get a little boost from your backup quarterback, your new quarterback. He ran, didn't throw much. You lose Malik Nabers to an ACL, which is now that's done for the year.
So
there.
So sad. Gotta get rid of those fields, man.
You got to put grass in, I guess. But this is what happens when a team overlooks somebody, right? Happens all the time in football. I think you guys all made fun of me all week that I said the Giants were going to win that game.
No one made fun of me.
And you get a little bit of a boost from having that quarterback in there, and you have a team that's flying across the country after starting 3-0. With three big wins over three divisional opponents, and now all of a sudden you're going to the Giants. They change quarterbacks. They're no good. You overlook them. You fly across the country. Bing, bang, boom. You lose. And now all of a sudden we got ourselves a divisional race going on in the AFC West. And I'll tell you what, man, I there's nothing really about the Chargers right now that's popping off the page that says, ooh, we got to be scared of the mighty Chargers. They're down to how many offensive linemen now? Their third left tackle. Their second right guard, right tackle.
I think they're done.
I mean, Alt's probably now done. He's in a walking boot, you know, going out there. And Herbert, you know, didn't look great yesterday. That rookie running back is really good. He had a nice day yesterday. Like
his name is Omarion Hampton. He is a beast.
He had a great day.
He is
day.
Your rookie of the year, by the way.
He had a great day yesterday. But other than that, I mean, that was a typical Justin Herbert, it's time to win type of game. Go out there, take care of business, and Justin Herbert didn't do that. Now, the Giants got after him on defense. Their defensive line was spectacular yesterday, and the day started off that way, and it just got better and better and better as the afternoon moved along. Because I don't know about you guys, that Chiefs game was as relaxing a game as I've had in quite some time. I sat there with my daughter, just her and I, watched the whole game on the couch yesterday, and she said, as we're talking about the game, I said, I love games like this. They're so relaxing. She goes, yeah, but it's not that exciting. I go, I know. We needed one of these today. We needed kind of one of those laughers for, I think, everybody to get their mindset in Kansas City, right? Everybody's feeling really effing good today because of that game. One of the best performances we've seen in quite some time. The Chargers lose, and everybody's got us back, baby. Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fantastic win. There were things that were positives from every single angle of that game. Patrick Mahomes is in MVP form. He has one interception on the year. It's not even his fault. It's amazing to go back and think. Of course, hindsight's always great, but it's amazing to go back and think if Travis Kelce catches that ball, what this team looks like.
Yep.
Tied at the top of the division with tiebreaker going to the Chargers, but still one more game that gets played in Kansas City. Philadelphia's offense is still broken. A.J. Brown out here tweeting some wild-ass stuff after the game last night.
There. You're an undefeated football team, and your wide receiver's bitching, man.
Are you surprised?
I mean, we did
this exact same thing last year with the Philadelphia Eagles. But, hey, you know what? They're the best team in football. They're undefeated. Mm-hmm. Let them do their thing. Obviously, there's still a long way to go in this season, but the Chiefs get back to .500. They don't play football until a week from tonight when they'll be on Monday Night Football against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then it gets real after that. You get Detroit, Washington, and Buffalo.
Yeah, I don't know that Washington stands out anymore as a team that we thought at the beginning of the year.
Let them
right?
get Daniels back. They've been without Daniels the last 2 weeks with Mariota manning the ship in Washington. And then Terry McLaurin didn't play this week either because he was injured. But again, that's looking ahead. But again, this game against the Ravens on Sunday felt like maybe this is what we were holding on to. And I mean that because Xavier Worthy came back, and it was like as soon as he was back, Andy Reid had his toy back.
Mm-hmm.
It was like he was in, you know, he was grounded from his parents being, you know, whatever it may have been. And it's like, okay, you can have your bike back. Go have fun. And then it was just like, check this out. There were mismatches all over the field. Tyquan Thornton was in the end zone at the end of the game. Isaiah Pacheco caught the ball. We're going to talk about Isaiah Pacheco because I think the phase-out session has begun with Rashard Smith.
Yes, Rashard Smith was really good yesterday. Welcome to the NFL, kid, right? How fun was he?
He was awesome. Yeah. Needed it.
Yep.
No doubt about
Need that spark.
And I thought the other thing about it, which I know a lot of people don't really care, is that you were far and away the better team on that field from quarter one to quarter four, from the first whistle to the last. Yep. The only thing that you lost in was yards per play. You had 118 yards rushing. They had a little bit more than that, obviously, with Derrick Henry and Lamar. You had more passing yards, 264 to 194. You had more yards total, 382 to 360. You had 24 first downs to 18. You were 5 of 15 on third down. They were 3 of 10. You were 4 of 4 on fourth down. That's where they won the game yesterday. They kept the ball in Mahomes' hands. They kept the chains moving. They allowed themselves to get points. Travis Kelce looked like the veteran tight end role that we always wanted to see. What the hell is on Jerry Jones'
lip? I don't know. I was staring at that as you were reading those numbers, and I'm like, is he going to bleed out on live TV?
The Baltimore Ravens, one thing that we said before this game started was that they are going to allow Lamar Jackson to be sacked. The Chiefs had 3 sacks. Go get yourself Big Mac today, Mac. Each team only punted once, so no excuse, right? Like, everybody had their game going. It was the Ravens versus the Chiefs. They lose a fumble. They don't. They throw an interception. What we always say, look at the stat sheet. The 3 stats that will give you the indication of who won the game more often than not is when you look at penalties, you look at turnovers, and you look at time of possession. And when it comes to those 3 things, the Chiefs won the penalty game, the Chiefs won the time of possession, and the Chiefs won the turnover battle. So they had time possession. They had the ball 34 minutes and 45 seconds to 25-15. That's the reason why the score is 37-20. The Chiefs put up 37 points. Everybody, I remember hearing Alex Gold say it. Wow, if they put up 30 points, I don't like this. Well, they did. They put up 37. They had wide receiver two back, but wide receiver one right now and Xavier Worthy. Everybody was playing on a full thing of adrenaline. The whole Chris Jones thing added a little bit of a little juice to it. As he was at his aunt's funeral, then he gets to the game, like 20 minutes before the game kicks off. He goes out there. He has a lot of pressure on Lamar Jackson. He couldn't do anything. Chiefs looked great. The offense looks like this is what they needed. And again, Mahomes was in MVP form. Mahomes was the best player on the field yesterday, and it's not even close.
Yeah, and that's what you get when you get your offense back. I mean, for all these people sitting around, I had a conversation with a friend of mine after the Eagle game. He goes, there's no reason to watch this team anymore this season. It was week 2. Sends me a text yesterday and goes, man, they're back, baby. I love this team, you know, ha-ha. And I'm like, wait a second. 2 weeks ago, you said that this team was done and there's no reason to watch. This is why I don't react like that during the regular season. I don't get high. I don't get low. I don't, you know, lose my mind over regular season football, because there's 17 of these and the good teams always seem to separate themselves from the pack. They figure out ways to get it done. And we heard the opening of all of those national dopes out here, you know, doubting this Kansas City Chiefs team. And at the end of the day, they still have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, who, by the way, Andy Reid's 200th game with the Chiefs yesterday, 240 with the Philadelphia Eagles. You talk about a guy who's absolutely dominated in 2 different locations, and we're going to go out there and we're going to take Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh over Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, a banged up Baltimore team who played nobody, and the Chiefs had everybody healthy and ready to go and got back one of their biggest offensive weapons. And I think he's probably a bigger weapon than Rice, because he's faster than Rashee Rice and can do a heck of a lot more than Xavier Worthy with the jet sweeps and the extension of the running game. The guy had 120 combined yards or whatever it was yesterday. That's what happens when you get healthy in the NFL. That's why you can't win games at times when you don't have your full complement of players. Patrick Mahomes can only do so much out there on the field. Andy Reid can only do so much out there on the field. When you take a dynamic weapon like Xavier Worthy away, imagine if he's there the first 2 games. They probably win that game against the Chargers in Brazil if Xavier Worthy's healthy, because did you see how much of the offense went through Xavier Worthy? That was the game plan for Sunday or Friday night in Brazil. What we saw yesterday was the game plan for that first game against the Chargers. And look at that. Look at that game plan that they did yesterday. They stick with that game plan. They continue to do that kind of stuff. You get Worthy involved like that, this offense is going to be very tough to stop. Oh, and then by the way, number 1, Rashee Rice comes back, or number 4 in your program, number 1 in your hearts, however you want to look at it. and you add more offensive firepower to this. This team is getting better as other teams are starting to lose. Teams are starting to fire coaches. Teams are starting to get rid of, you know, the dead weight. Fighting is happening in Philadelphia, and we're just kind of floating under the radar here. Got one weapon back, get another weapon back, and boom, now all of a sudden we're going to take off. This team's ready to go, baby. Let's do this thing.
Coming up on the other side, before we go to a break, I do want to give credit to Juwan Taylor.
Yep.
Hell of a game. Stayed off the referee's microphone, so I'll give credit to that. But we do have a little bit of concern when it comes to a certain player who's been there for majority of the dynasty run, plus how many good quarterbacks can get off the script here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
Back at it on a victory Monday. Chiefs win 37-20. God, it felt good yesterday watching that game.
I know that I'm hard.
Better believe it. Celebrated my sister's birthday.
Nice.
Shout out to Summer. Ooh. Happy birthday to her.
How nice. Old?
41.
Ooh, she hit the 4-0
yep.
plateau, and then, you know, what happens then. It's all downhill from there.
And it's all downhill. But, yeah, Chiefs win. Chargers lose. Raiders lose. Let's go, Jake Browning and Cincinnati, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Let's get some Bengals love tonight against Drew Nixon.
Oh, man.
And the Denver Broncos. I mean, it literally could happen.
It could totally happen.
No, it definitely could. I don't think anybody's sold on the Denver Broncos at this point in time, and clearly nobody's sold on the Cincinnati Bengals. They're more focused on the Reds right now in Ohio. Mm. Congratulations to them getting the final playoff spot yesterday.
Right.
And knocking the Mets out, which is just joyous.
I don't think I'm going to come back on my player option. Get out of here, Pete.
Why are you saying that at the end of the year? You know what that told me?
They care about themselves.
That's exactly right. And you want to know why the Mets collapsed. You got Pete Alonso seconds after one of the most debilitating collapses in baseball mm-hmm. history saying he's opting out.
You know, you can't spell Mets without me.
That's exactly right. He can't
four letters in the name today. First two are M-E.
M-E. That's exactly right. But you wonder why, like, the difference in culture and things like that. This Mets team.
Look at the Reds. Look at the Mets. Tell me who wins.
Exactly. Exactly. It's all about the culture. And then the guy doing the Terry Francona impersonation insane. All day yesterday in the locker room was fantastic.
That guy's still drunk.
My daughter and I were watching that. She goes, what the hell is that guy doing? I go, I don't know, but it's awesome.
Yeah, AL side of the playoffs in the early rounds looks awesome.
Yes, it really
AL
does.
AL side. Yeah. AL side, Boston Yankees. Yep. Winner will go play Toronto. Oh, by the way, the collapse that's happening, Detroit, Cleveland, they'll play again.
Yep.
Winner will go play Cal Raleigh, the big dumper in Seattle.
That's so cool.
Can't wait for that side. That starts tomorrow, I think, at noon yeah. is when the playoffs yep. start tomorrow. So
tomorrow's like the best day of the year if you're a baseball dork because games begin at noon. You get the afternoon fall shadows, and I just love looking at a baseball field in the afternoon in October yeah. with the shadows out there and the playoffs and all that. That kind of stuff. Tomorrow's going to be a good day.
Yeah, we done at 10. Got to get out early.
Got to get out early tomorrow. There's no question
gotta
about that.
Got to get the first
that.
Pitch. Yeah. Man. You know what I mean? Got to get to Hy-Vee, get all the grub, get it set up, get
yeah.
ready to go.
Got
to
get to Hy-Vee today, actually,
yeah,
Dusty.
You get a lot of money off your gas.
Yeah, you are. 37 cents per gallon today when you spend $37 or more at Hy-Vee. That's your fuel perks. I'll be over there afterwards and get my food on, if you will, at Hy-Vee because 37 cents per gallon is a big savings on your gasoline. So get into Hy-Vee today, use your fuel perks, scan that card, and get 37 cents off per gallon when you spend $37 or more at Hy-Vee today.
Never in your life have you ever heard of the expression, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Plays more effectively than that. Guy that was on the sidelines, Josh Klinger, he'll join us later on today about 8:30.
Yep.
Derek Johnson, former middle linebacker, he's going to be jacked up because he knew this was coming. He'll join us at 7:20.
Oh, you know who's jacked up today?
Josh Vernier.
Sean Smith.
Oh, God. Well, he's mad that Butker didn't go to the dispensary to get his mind
he
right.
He is.
Butker, let's very vaguely talk about a few negatives in this game. I think we are all on the same page that we are no longer comfortable seeing Harrison Butker kick it from 40 plus.
No,
they got a kicking problem.
I'm not even. I don't even know where I'm comfortable right now at this point with Harrison Butker.
Extra points.
Maybe he missed one of those already this year, didn't he? He's missed what, five kicks this year already? Four field goals and an extra point, I think, is what he's done.
Trouble in paradise.
It really is. I mean, when he trots out there right now, and I love the term trot out. But he trots out there right now, and you're thinking, this is not a gimme anymore. This is not automatic for Harrison Butker anymore.
And that's what I was saying last week. When he goes out there, I'm no longer, you know, getting up, getting the next beer, showing the frisbee, like, made it. Yep. Now it's like, I'm going to stand and watch before I walk into the kitchen. I'm going to be like,
I missed another one because you had a chance to get to 40 yesterday. Think about a 40 cent savings at Hy-Vee today, man. That's a huge savings. He cost me 3 cents per gallon. I'll tell you what. So Harrison Butker, though.
Falco against Boston College. Cost me 3 cents, man.
It did. He cost me 3 cents per gallon, man.
Anybody
Come
else
on.
Have anything better going on during that day?
But we're no longer with a luxury kicker. We don't longer have a I'm going to say it. I don't think he's a reliable kicker at this point in time. And that means you have to change your offense up a little bit. It's no longer just get to like the 45-yard line and boot one through and feel good about yourself. You're going to have to get down to like the 20-yard line now to give Harrison Butker a chance, because Harry ain't kicking good right now, man. And it went from something that was such a luxury and something that was such an automatic to something that I don't know anything. He's missed five kicks, as we said. It's more than he's missed all of last year.
Not good. It's not good. It's Bob gives it a ton of references all the time. It's a closer.
Yeah.
He's the guy that goes out there and he's supposed to go 1, 2, 3. And now it's, you know, first batter walks, next batter gets a hit, first and third, nobody out. Sometimes you get the double play, or you get the pop out followed by a double play, or you get the three strikeouts, but it's not like it should be. You should be able to see your closer come in, relax, be like, okay, should be all right. And then you should see your kicker come in that we've seen in the past. And again, time waits for nobody, right? Like it just keeps going. And maybe now we are starting to see the effects of getting older in the league of Harrison Butker, because it is maybe the one point of concern that I saw, because three sacks, I'll take that. 20 points, take that. Justice Hill had that huge run at the end of the game.
Give him credit for not quitting like Lamar did.
Well, yeah. Hamstring injury is what they're saying.
I mean, immediately after he went down, I was getting texts from people inside that building yesterday that were saying, I don't know how real this hamstring injury is for Lamar Jackson. There's a good feeling inside the arena there yesterday, the stadium, that he just said, I'm out, I'm done. And
that's what it looked like.
Put a little bit of an ice pack on his hamstring, if you will. And the coach wouldn't answer it after the game yesterday. You know, people were asking him about it. And so where there's smoke, there's fire in that situation. But Lamar started great yesterday, right? 5 of 5, right down the field for a touchdown. How many quarterbacks are really good once the 15-play script ends in the NFL these days? Because Lamar went right in the doghouse after the script ended. We've seen Caleb Williams go into the doghouse after the script ends. We see a lot of guys go into the doghouse after that script ends. Even Jackson Dart a little bit yesterday kind of went into the doghouse.
There was a lot of Dart went to the doghouse.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, after that, he just relied on his legs.
And then he pulled his hamstring a little bit yesterday, too, during that game. And so he was unreliable with his legs. I look around this league, and it's like Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, once the script ends, I have confidence in them. How many other quarterbacks really excel once that script ends? We see those first drives that are outstanding, and then guys never really do it again. And I think that's what we saw with Lamar. Credit the Chiefs for taking him out of the game and Steve Spagnuolo and the defense. But that script ended yesterday, and it looked like Lamar Jackson saw ghosts out there in Kansas City and couldn't get things going in the right direction. It becomes like a hodgepodge out there. Another reason why we're so fortunate to have Patrick Mahomes, because script or not, that dude's going out there and he's balling and he's making plays, just like they're showing Josh Allen on TV now, trucking, you know, some New Orleans Saints players. He's great off the script as well. There's not many guys in the NFL right now at the quarterback position that are good once those first 15 plays end. They're not good at improvising.
Well, and that's why for years, one of my biggest takeaways from Patrick Mahomes is a stat that not a lot of people tend to kind of love, and that is he is the number one quarterback when it comes to being improvisational.
Yeah.
And like, he has always carried that. And when he came out of college, his first thing was, he likes to break out of the pocket too quickly. His feet get a little happy. I understand that there are times when that shows. Yesterday that did not show. He was very happy and comfortable in the pocket.
He stayed in there forever, didn't he?
He saw the play to Xavier Worthy right out of the chute when he saw, what was it, Kyle Hamilton? Is that who was on him? No, Marlon Humphrey was on him.
Yeah,
and as soon as he saw him follow Xavier Worthy over there, I'm looking at my family. They go, man, I
forgot what it's like to watch a game with Dusty because I'm over here going, watch this. I go, watch the right side of your screen. All of a sudden, Xavier Worthy does a double move. Boom, he gets past him. There's that training camp video that you always see of Mahomes to Worthy over the shoulder, 20 yards.
It's really amazing how a weapon makes a huge difference for a team.
Of course it does. And it's amazing how when somebody doesn't have their weapons, right, everyone goes, well, they don't have their weapons. And when Mahomes doesn't have his weapons, well, have we seen the best of Patrick Mahomes in the past? Now Patrick Mahomes playing better than he has in the last year and a half. Looks great. That was the most solid, sound win this team has had since Christmas 2024.
See, I think it's the most solid win they've had since the Bears game in week three when Taylor made her appearance and they put up 40-some points, you know? Yeah,
I mean, they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 29-19 on Christmas Day, and they won all three fields of the game from defense, special teams, and offense. They did that exactly yesterday. Mm-hmm. Mihio was great on kick returns, yep, and everything like that. The defense played well. Yeah, they drove down the field, got it stuffed down their throat, and then after that it was like, all right, and then there was the, you know, the play where they showed Spags dialing up, and they went to break. They didn't show anybody else. They showed Steve Spagnuolo. Yeah. Everybody knew exactly what had happened. They did the whole bend. They broke in the first drive. They let you have, like you said, your first 15. And then after that, the Chiefs just kind of settled in, did whatever they wanted, only punted one time the rest of the game. And that was the very end of the game.
The last thing, yeah.
It's like, okay. And you got to see Gardner Minshew. Ain't nothing better than giving a team the middle finger than being like, you had to play your backup. We chose to play our backup. How you doing? Pack the bags, extra day off. Let's get to Jacksonville.
Yeah, no, it's a great feeling when you can roll out that guy, whoever your backup quarterback is, because it's a laugher at the end of the game. And, you know, everybody needed one of those, right? Andy needed it. Patrick needed it. The fan base needed it. I think all people in Kansas City needed what we saw out of this team yesterday. It just felt good. Like, this is going to be a great week for everybody because now, after that performance yesterday, against a team that, yes, they were banged up, it's still the Baltimore Ravens. And going into that game, we heard all the national nitwits picking against the Chiefs. There's no way the Chiefs can win. There's no way the Chiefs can win. I sat here on Friday and go, I just don't understand why the Chiefs are an underdog in this game. And I saw one text on Friday and said, oh, that's because you're a homer and you don't know what you're talking about. No, I still don't understand why the Chiefs were an underdog in this game when the Baltimore Ravens were banged up, but you still beat a good team. This is going to carry everybody all week. This is one of those wins that adds that juice to your step. Everybody's feeling good because there were a lot of people that were down. There were a lot of people in the building that were kind of down in the dumps, trying to figure things out, thinking, oh no, what's going to happen here? And they got their number one weapon back, and it created a weapon in the run game. It created a weapon in the pass game. It created a weapon all over the field yesterday by having Xavier Worthy back. And that's what makes this team tick. Being healthy, having your guys there. When this team is healthy, there ain't nobody in the NFL that's going to be able to stop them from an offensive standpoint, because they put up 37 yesterday without Rashee Rice. Get him back into the equation and let's see what we can do. And should have had 40 if the kicker doesn't miss a field goal again.
Solid one yesterday. Solid one. It is Monday. It is 6:30. It is time for us to get into our overreactions. There have been none said so far. It's a team that finally got a weapon back on this team. They get Xavier Worthy back. It opened up Hollywood Brown, as you saw. It opened up Juju Smith-Schuster, as you saw. It opened up
everyone.
You know,
everyone. Different people caught a pass yesterday.
It was
from
awesome.
Patrick Mahomes. Rashard Smith opened things up yesterday.
Yeah.
Thank God they got back to the run game.
Bye-bye, Pacheco.
Yeah.
Bye. See you later.
But even though he ran fairly well when he needed to yesterday, I think you're just down on. I think everybody's down on Pacheco
it's done now. Yeah.
But that's what we said 3 years ago. We were laughed out of the building when we said, you're not. This is the only contract he's going to get. What do you mean? And now everybody's like, all right, here's Rashard Smith. Right. Mm. This is what they do. You're seeing it in real form right now. Now bring in a kicker. What's your overreaction?
Yeah, Xavier Worthy led the team in rushing yards yesterday. You look at this game and you look at this
two
team.
Two carries,
yeah. Two carries, 38 yards. Man, I don't know how much of an overreaction is. Vegas would tell me it's still got a little bit of overreaction hype to it. Patrick Mahomes is going to win the MVP. Patrick Mahomes has 9 touchdowns, 1 interception. Patrick Mahomes has thrown for 939 yards. He is averaging 6.6 yards an attempt, 7 touchdowns, 1 interception. Not his fault, but it's an interception, say the least. He has a 61.3 completion percentage. That is insane to me when you look about that, when you think about Patrick Mahomes. 61.3 completion percentage, 939 yards, 6.6 yards an attempt, 7 touchdowns, 1 interception. The guy's absolutely playing fantastic. Everyone said, oh, he's been terrible all year. He just went out to the Baltimore Ravens, but their defense is busted. I don't care. 9 touchdowns, 1 interception, or 7 touchdowns, 1 interception. He has 9 total, 2 rushing. there's something to be said here because Xavier Worthy came back for the first time and he had the deep ball working. He's had it worked with Tyquan Thornton. And in 2 weeks from now, we'll be talking about the return of Rashee Rice. And then all of a sudden, it's buckle up, sit back, and watch. Because right now, Josh Allen is the favorite to win MVP. There's a name. There's two names ahead of him or behind him. One of them is Patrick Mahomes at plus 1,000. If you want to feel like you want to join me in this today, because I will be doing it, you put money on Patrick Mahomes today.
Who's number two in the MVP voting?
I believe it was Lamar Jackson.
I was
going
to say,
Herbert.
Is it still like it? Really? You lost to the Giants? And then the other guy kind of quit on his team yesterday. They're not MVPs in my book right now. Patrick Mahomes should probably be number two behind Josh Allen.
Who had Josh nice Allen game. At plus 110, Lamar Jackson at plus 650, Justin Herbert at plus 700, Patrick Mahomes at plus 1,000.
Where were those odds updated, Dusty?
This morning.
This morning?
Yeah, they're updated all the time.
Really?
Yeah, they counter.
You still have Lamar in there as an MVP favorite after yesterday?
Well, if he misses a couple of games due to a hamstring injury and Mahomes continues to play, which he will play, I think, well against Jacksonville, and then we will see what happens against Detroit, who not going to get ahead of that game. It's still coming. They just obliterated the best defense in football, and if the Chiefs have a good defense, get ready. But my overreaction today is that right now, as of today, Patrick Mahomes will win the MVP of the league this year.
My reaction is probably twofold with the North. The AFC North is officially over. That thing's done. Pittsburgh is winning that division. Nobody is even going to come close to the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC North. They're sitting at 3-1. It's not because I'm in love with what, you know, is going on in Pittsburgh, but the other three teams in that division are a colossal mess. Baltimore, we saw yesterday. Cincinnati doesn't have a quarterback. And Cleveland's got a great defense, but they ain't got no quarterback either out there right now. So Pittsburgh is going to run away with that division. And I think also, too, when you look at the other North side of things, sorry, Mac, your team tied yesterday.
Who's my team?
Green Bay.
Oh, they're fine.
Kissing your sister yesterday with the Dallas Cowboys, a 40-40 tie. Detroit's going to run away with that division. They're showing me already. Wow. They are the superior team in that division, man. They are really, really good. I know they had to stumble on the first night, but they've been
against
exceptional.
Green Bay.
Against Green Bay, yeah. How funny that is. That's Green Bay's best performance, right? And Detroit's worse. And since then, Detroit's gotten better. Green Bay, they lost to Cleveland. They lost to the Dallas Browns and then come back and tie the Cleveland Cowboys. In back-to-back weeks, you lost the two of the worst teams in the NFL. Not lost. How do you describe a tie other than a sister kisser?
I still think the Ravens are going to win that division, but it is going to be tough.
Wow,
it's going to be tough.
How do you think they get past this Lamar thing?
Well,
man?
I think the Ravens are going to have seven or eight losses, or the Steelers, that is, are going to have seven or eight losses. So can you win 10 games? Have the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I don't
That's
know.
What we're talking about here. Yeah. I think we're talking about 10 games.
I don't know. I don't know that the Ravens can win 10 games. They're already at 1-3.
You know, it's a long year, though, Bob. If this were the other way around, 1-3, the Chiefs are 1-3, lose that game, we're sitting here. It's fine.
But tell me about the leadership on the Chiefs versus about the leadership on the Baltimore.
They were
1-2
last year, and they won their division, and they were the one seed.
You didn't see Lamar give up like he did yesterday. All the injuries that are on that Ravens team. Like, that sideline looked – yeah.
It's bleak.
That's the word to use. That sideline yesterday looked defeated. They looked like they just got their asses handed to them, and they looked like they would rather be anywhere else. I've only seen that look twice out of the Chiefs. It was both Super Bowl losses.
Yeah, yep, that's it. 100%.
And that's why I look at that Ravens team, and I'm like, if it's the Chiefs and they're 1-3, we still got Andy, we still got Patrick, we've got leaders. It looked like yesterday, other than Hill, everybody quit on that team yesterday in Baltimore. I've never seen the Chiefs quit. That's why I can't trust Baltimore. It's September, man, and you're already quitting?
I mean, they quit in the Super Bowl.
That's what I said.
Yeah,
I said
only times,
only, yeah there's only been two times where they've been lost.
Yeah, I would say Lamar Jackson yesterday was over. As soon as he fumbled, everybody was done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they, I mean, you could
Once
just
that
feel
happened, it.
It
was just like there's no life on that sideline.
I don't know what he's been – an idiot in the pocket, man. He just has not been good. He's been holding the ball too long. He's been hesitant. I don't know what he's doing, dude. He's got all of Thanos' stones, man. He's got all of them, but he doesn't know which ones to use. He's got all the Infinity Stones.
And he, you know, even under the blitz yesterday, he stood in there and just threw awful passes.
I don't know what you're doing. It's weird with him right now. Yeah, mine's kind of, you know, I'll piggyback. Mine was kind of like Dusty's. I'll just piggyback and say the Chiefs will have the best offense in football when Rashee Rice is back. I already said it would be top five, but after seeing what they were yesterday, even with the lack of run game, they created, finally, Andy Reid was able to create the run through the pass. We saw little jet sweep, short runs.
Just give up. He used the wide receiver to run. That counts for
Andy. Yes, it counts. That's fine.
Yeah.
I think Matt Nagy's talked about it. They call them run passes. Yeah. They're passes, but they're really runs. Yeah. Were they able to do that, scheme guys open? I mean, once Rashee Rice comes back, you will have Juju Smith-Schuster as your fifth wide receiver.
Isn't it sick?
You'll have Jalen Royals, a guy that we don't know, just a bonus as like a sixth option.
We haven't even seen that guy.
Yeah, he played 18 snaps yesterday. I don't think he got targeted. But
I think we're going to see him because he's just going to dissipate even more when Rice comes back.
But yeah, bet on Mahomes to win MVP. That would be it. And the Chiefs will have the best offense in football.
Yeah, I don't think that's an overreaction. You're getting healthy and everybody else is getting injured.
Yeah.
And Mahomes,
I mean, Mahomes is playing like the best player in football.
He is. He was brilliant yesterday.
And he has this whole season for everyone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even when they were 1-2, he still was.
Yeah. I was reading something this morning about Mahomes not being that good this year. And I'm like, what are you guys watching? You're watching Red Zone again, aren't you?
Exactly.
You're already in the Likens Library in the fiction section. Sports Talk on 96.5, The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces most dangerous adversities, yet forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sundays on exclusively Paramount Plus. Coming up next, halftime show. Third options, I guess, what they're going with, because the first two declined. We'll get back to it on 96.5 The Fan, your helm for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Big doubleheader tonight on Monday Night Football. Jets and Dolphins.
Huge game.
And then Bengals, Broncos. So I believe it is...
What time does that one start?
7 o'clock. And then the other game starts at 6:15.
Oh, they both start at the same time, kind of.
Essentially, yeah. I think they're going to do the whole, like, where one game starts and it goes to halftime, the other game kicks off. And then by the time that game's at the end of the first quarter, you start the second half. And then by the time the second game's at halftime, the other game's rounding up. And then you kind of feel how everything else goes. But make sure you people in Jackson County get your sleep tonight. Got a big day tomorrow. From the 816, Frank White, I'm driving all family, friends, and relatives to vote tomorrow. It's me versus you, Frank, at the ballot box. Hashtag Chiefs, hashtag Royals, hashtag let's go.
I wish some of that could save some of it, but I understand where people are with the aggravation. I actually got a text from somebody yesterday on the government side of things that said to me, how bad do you think he's going to get recalled? And I said, I don't know, like 80-20? I mean, I don't know. I've never seen one of these type of elections before. I also talked to somebody else who said it's not going to be as bad as we think.
Okay.
So I don't know. We'll see. I think
I
it's going to be
any signs in people's yards to say don't recall Frank White.
And something like this is like, this is a passionate vote. Like, you're not going to roll down to the polls to say, yeah, keep him in office, but you are going to roll down to the polls to say, no, kick him out, you know?
Correct. It turns out that a bunch of people that are celebrities said no to the halftime show. Bad Bunny going to be the halftime show this year. So I'm sure your kids probably love that.
I haven't talked to them about it. They were, I don't know where they were, long in bed, I guess, by the time, you know, that kind of announcement came. And I stayed up for it because I thought it was going to be Adele that was supposed to be the halftime act. And obviously it's not. Taylor was asked to do it, but she wasn't going to do it for free, which I would tell everybody in life, don't do anything for free. Don't let people abuse you. Say, oh, it's a great opportunity. No, it's not. Put cash in my hand. So Taylor doesn't need to do that for free. So Bad Bunny, I'll be honest with you, I don't know. It doesn't do anything for me, but if it does stuff for others, fine. Great. I don't care. I've never been one to get worked up over the halftime show. Some people do. Some people get worked up over the halftime show.
I just don't really care unless it's somebody that's like super iconic. And I know Bad Bunny is like super popular right now. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he has two different types of fan bases. You have your Latino fan base. You have your American fan base. Does a lot of stuff for the WWE as well.
I thought he was great in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, he was great as his caddy.
Yeah,
That was funny.
He was good.
Yeah,
in that.
He was good. Yeah, you're right.
Now we just need to figure out who's going to play the Chiefs in that Super Bowl game. I'm kidding.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm there yet. Probably Philadelphia, I would imagine.
God, that would break the NFL.
Oh, my God. Would the NFL want that again or not?
I mean, ratings-wise, yes, the NFL would, but the fan base would be like, oh.
No, NFL fans would be.
You think mad if it was Chiefs and Eagles
for
again?
Sure. Of course.
Anything Chiefs, but especially Chiefs-Eagles.
Chiefs-Eagles,
I mean, the NFL loved it when it was Dallas versus Buffalo back-to-back years, but I'm sure the fan bases were like, oh.
Oh, I remember it. It was awful. But back in those days, the NFC used to just crush the AFC in the Super Bowl. And the Super Bowl was never a good game. I mean, the Giants won that game against Buffalo 20-19. And after that, it was just destruction, 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 destruction until John Elway showed back up. And then the AFC finally got back, you know, in the win column in the Super Bowl. But those Super Bowl games were absolute destruction. You're gone by halftime. Those things, they sucked with Dallas.
Dallas won 93, 94, 95.
No, Dallas only won
just the two, right?
Yeah. They won two, then had a year off, and then, you know, Barry Switzer came in, and they won that third one, you know, under Barry Switzer. I forget who they beat. I think they beat the Chargers in that I think it was the Chargers in that final Super Bowl that they won, like, 1996, my freshman year of college, guys.
Who? Wow. Dallas?
Yeah. Well, my freshman year of college.
The Packers won in 96. Packers won
95, 96 Super Bowl, whatever that was.
Packers won in 96, then Denver won in 97, 98. And then the Rams won in 99, and then Patriots went on their run.
Yeah, it was. My freshman year of college is the last time that Dallas was a Super Bowl team. 30-some years ago.
Because Buffalo, what? They lost to Washington, the Giants.
And twice to Dallas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They lost to the entire NFC East except Philadelphia during that little run, you know. But no, I mean, you start to look around and you start to see teams that are separating themselves from each other. I think you have to consider the Chiefs now, guys, in the category of dominating teams in the AFC. I don't think anybody can take that away from them right now. I mean, I think if you lined up and played when healthy, and they will against the Chargers, I think the Chiefs would probably be a favorite in that game. Obviously, they're going to be at home, you know, for that game, but they're healthier than the Chargers are right now, who are a banged-up mash unit on their offensive line. Good luck, Justin Herbert, now with your third left tackle that is going to be playing this season for the Chargers. So, I mean, I'm looking around the NFL right now. There isn't that dominating team. Detroit's really good, obviously. Philadelphia's really good, obviously. Other than those two in the NFC at this point in time, I'm not ready to really say, oh, yeah, this team is, you know, is likely to match up with the Chiefs in the Super Bowl in February.
Yeah, I think Buffalo's still good. I know they had a rocky game yesterday, but it was still.
It's the Saints.
Obviously, it's, yeah, and I think that they looked ahead. I mean, I think the Saints probably on their bulletin board all week put up 15.5 and said that's how much they think they're going to beat you by.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo did end up, like, running away with that game. But, again, it was.
It was close for a while, though.
For the majority of the game. Yeah. I mean, like, that was Spencer Rattler. But, again, I think that was probably one of those games where, like, we've seen the Chiefs do this before when they were the dominant team in the AFC. You play a team that's not that great, that has no real superstar on their team. I know Olave and Kamara are really, really good, but it's one of those things where Andy Reid's like, I don't really need to show anything. And I think that's probably what Buffalo did yesterday. They're like, 100%. We're at home, we're playing a really bad team, we don't really need to bring out our A playbook. And then guess what happened? When they started to face adversity, Josh Allen took over, scored a rushing touchdown, kind of went nuts, and all of a sudden it was like, all right, we're good. Final score, what, was like 30-17 or something like that, or whatever. Yeah. Buffalo ended up winning the game. I don't know what the actual final score was. But again, I think Buffalo is still there in the AFC. I think they're still
for
that team.
No doubt.
I think that we are really high on this win against the Ravens. But again, 2-2, Chargers still 3-1, and the Chargers have beaten everybody in their division. And they've beaten the Chiefs. They beat the Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs were not fully healthy, but again, I'm over excuses. Like, we've done that before, right? We didn't do that with the Royals pitching. By the way, 82-80 on the year.
Congratulations. Above 500 is great. Ooh, it really is.
We'll get to Vern at 9 to talk all things Royals and playoff baseball as well.
Smash.
But again, I do think that with that win, that type of win yesterday, with actually getting a piece back, because if we're not going to use excuses when somebody's out, then we got to not use excuses when somebody comes back. And the addition of just one person who wears the jersey number one made that offense look night and day. And it made Patrick Mahomes look better. It made the offensive line look better. And the defense and Spags set everything up. And everything looked like it should have from week one. So, again, if that's what it's supposed to look like, and they were supposed to have this offense waiting for number four, then, yeah, okay, go take care of business against Jacksonville. And then, like I said, you have an absolute banger of a game against the Detroit Lions.
You know, I looked at Jacksonville, and okay, you're 3-1, right? They didn't beat anybody though so far this season, right? Like they've not had a murderer's row of a schedule. Did they beat Detroit, Jacksonville?
Oh no, okay, yeah, Jacksonville. Well, yeah, they play the AFC South. Yeah. They beaten what, Tennessee? They had a game yesterday against gosh, they struggled.
They beat the Niners.
They beat the 49ers yesterday. Yeah.
Dude, everyone's hurt for the Niners. Yeah,
and everybody's hurt for the Niners.
And
they
that
got
was
the
game
win
yesterday that finally affected them.
And then at the end of the game, Robert Saleh almost killed that
Liam Cohen
guy.
Yeah. Dude, that was crazy. I
keep my name out of your effing mouth. They were yelling at each other. Apparently, last week, Saleh was accusing Liam Cohen of cheating.
Stealing
and stealing signs and, you know, doing all that kind of stuff. So guess who we have this week? You know, Jacksonville. So now is this something that we need to worry about? That this Duval guy is down here. Did he come from New England? Do we know? Did he worked with that Licht in Tampa who came from New England? It was
true.
Tom Brady's guy.
True.
There's your cheating connection right there. There it is. Yes, Liam Cohen, I do believe, was cheating.
There you go.
Because he's got some sort of New England ties. That guy, though, yesterday on the field, man, that I've never seen two coaches like get in each other's grill.
Oh, Robert Saleh would kick his ass.
Robert Saleh would kick everybody's ass
yes.
in the NFL.
Hell yeah.
Was he just Dan a Campbell. Sourpuss yesterday for losing? Like, was he just mad that he lost? Did he really think he had evidence that he cheated?
Well, no, he said it earlier in the week. And so, like, Cohen was you know, approaching him after the game to talk
Good.
About it, too.
And I have no issue with Liam Cohen then in that situation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, not with
Talk
Liam Cohen.
About me.
No, yeah. Like,
yeah, I have no issue. Like, people are like, oh, Robert Saleh, the guy beat his ass. Robert Saleh cheating.
I
understand his that. Ass, yeah. It's cool. Awesome. Bros. But again, like, yeah, you're going to say that this guy's a cheater and then he goes out there and beats you? Get bent. 26-21.
Yeah.
I
like it. I think it's fun to have this kind of scuff up going on, you know, in a game. So, again, Jacksonville's 3-1, Monday night, a week from tonight. I'm sure the Chiefs are favored. I did see yesterday they were a 3-point favorite before everything kind of took place, you know, last night and everything like that. Not that it would affect the line or anything, but the Chiefs should be, you know, comfortably going down to Jacksonville expecting to win this game. 3-1 for Jacksonville is not. The Chiefs are
it's
by far
indicative.
A better. It's not indicative of who they are as a franchise now. No, and San Francisco. I mean, they're holding on for dear life, and they almost beat them yesterday too. Right? They almost had Jacksonville.
Chiefs sit right now on DraftKings is a 3-point favorite going into Monday Night Football. I'm not sure how much that will move, but I assume that they will probably throw a 0.5 on that 3 towards the Chiefs before you get to Tuesday.
You have to.
Like, it'll probably be today. So if you want to take the even 3, which is nice. You can do that. And to give a look ahead of who Jacksonville has played this season, Jacksonville so far 3-1 on the season. They lost to Cincinnati in week 2, and that's when they had Jake Browning. So that was kind of like a curveball game. They've beaten the Panthers, they've beaten the Texans, and they've beaten the Niners.
Yeah, that's not exactly a ooh. The Panthers, the Texans, and the Niners.
Boy, the Texans look good yesterday against the worst team in football.
Boy, I'll tell you, that is the worst team in football.
Tennessee,
it ain't,
baby,
it ain't
sure.
even
they
close.
They got the worst head coach. They have the worst.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Offense, and they have the worst defense. They just need to get rid of that coach. Coming up on the other side, the Chiefs showed a lot yesterday, and I really, really love what that defensive side showed, plus the arrival of Xavier Worthy for the 2025 season. We talk about all that on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Josh Simmons, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.